Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, it's Zach here. I wanted to share something with you that I've been working on for a really long time, and I think you're really going to love it. I've been so excited to work on it for the last few weeks, and I can barely get the words out. I'm so excited. I'm really looking forward to seeing what your reaction's going to be as well, because it's unlike anything I've ever done before, and I think you're really going to love it. This is hardcore when diplomacy fails, but more excitingly, perhaps, this is a series I like to call Bismarck Rise. That's right, it's time after so many years to finally get to grips with my favourite historical figure of all time. Excited? Confused? In possession of several questions? Well, good, you're in the right place. Stay tuned for the duration of this episode to be filled in on all the details on what we're doing here, and why you should indeed be excited and looking forward to this series dropping in your feeds on Thursday, the 30th of April. Well, I should say before we go any further that if you prefer to read this information, you can find a blog post which explains all that I'm about to say, essentially. So click on the link in the description of this episode to follow that link if you're not in the mood for my voice right now. Which, if you aren't, I think that's kind of a bad sign, because you're going to be hearing an awful lot of me over the next few weeks. So the way I'm going to approach this podcast series is I'm going to look literally at Bismarck from his birth to the point in 1864 when he first launched the Schleswig-Holstein War. And I'm going to go from 1815 to 1864. So you can see him in the early stages of his life. You can see him when he was in his 20s and 30s. And when he was kind of aimless. He didn't really know what he was doing with his life. And then you'll be able to see him basically discover politics. And once he discovers politics, it's like this light bulb goes off. And he decides then that this is what he wants to do. And I've always found that aspect of his character fascinating, that he was basically a waster until he was 32 years old. And then suddenly he finds what's essentially his dream job. The only problem is his dream job makes everyone else miserable. But it does make for a fascinating story. And of course, it's a story which has fundamentally shaped the way the world is today. The more I looked into this story, the more fascinated I became with its different elements and parts and anecdotes and little bits that often don't get brought to the forefront of the Bismarck story. In fact, if you think of Bismarck, you might think of the Franco-Prussian War and what was arguably his greatest achievement in unifying Germany. But before we even get to that stage, Bismarck was making waves and distinguishing himself as one of the foremost 19th century statesmen. Bismarck was the figure who first got me into history. He's the reason I wanted to do a history podcast. And it was only appropriate 8 years ago that the first episode I did was on Bismarck. So now 8 years later, we're going to be doing the exact same thing. It's perfectly poetic. You've noticed, first and foremost, that the name is different. So hardcore when diplomacy fails, what does that mean? Well, put it simply, it's kind of like hardcore history, but it's not quite there yet. It's kind of like a halfway home between when diplomacy fails and hardcore history. Overall, I think you should notice that it's a bit more kind of casual, conversational, but it still hits the important points. So if you're a patron for this podcast, when the first episode drops this Thursday on the 30th of April, you will not just get that episode, you'll actually get all of the episodes. So that means, yes, if you want to binge during the isolation period, now is your chance. And who knows, maybe when you go there, you'll decide, hey, this is kind of a nice place with some lovely benefits. Maybe I'll stay here for a while and see what else there is on offer. So to sum up then, history friends, starting on Thursday, we're going to be having a Bismarck party for 8 weeks. Do make sure to stay plugged in on our social medias as well. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and to join the Facebook group so that you can join in the discussions about Bismarck and about each episode as it drops each Thursday. So thanks so much for listening to this introductory episode. I hope you're fired up for what's to come, and I'll be seeing you all this Thursday.
No, just say, see you all Thursday.
And I'll be seeing you all on Thursday.